Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is, I interact with the opposite sex in a way that pleases God. Yesterday's confession was, I date in a way that pleases God, but today I want to focus on your general interaction with the opposite sex. So the scripture that I used yesterday to support this was Song of Solomon 8:4, which says, Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires or until it's time. So I felt like that applied more to the dating process and the courtship process, but I think it can also apply to just your general interaction with the opposite sex. And here's why. Say that you meet a guy. And you really don't think, you know, you totally didn't get ahead of yourself and see yourself having these children and that, you know, after you get married or whatever. But, you know, you're interacting with him and over time, you know, you're attracted to him, he's attracted to you. You're not even dating, but, you know, you start hanging out at somebody's house, you Netflix and chilling, and before you know it, you're, you know, about to have sex or you do have sex. That is not interacting with the opposite sex in a way that pleases the Lord. No matter how you slice and dice, it is not. Yes, the Lord will forgive you. He will not condemn you if you repent and you ask him to change your heart. You know, but it is not pleasing to the Lord, okay? Because as I was saying yesterday, I can't answer all the questions on what is the right way to quote-unquote date God's way, because all of us are different. All of us have different push buttons. All of us have different boundaries. All of us, you know, are not going to get excited just because a man looks at us a certain way. I mean, let's just be real. It takes some of us more to get to that point than it does others. But I promise you that if you do not arouse or awaken love before it is time, you will be in a much better position to not idolize a man or the concept of marriage and family and everything else that comes along with this, rather than giving the Lord his rightful place. And that's really, I believe, what is at the heart of this. Do not arouse or awaken love before it's time. Don't put a man, the experience of being in love, having romance, being married and having his children and his, you know, wearing his wedding ring, his engagement ring, don't put that in the Lord's rightful place in your heart. And you can also do that with just guys that you're meeting. If you are someone who you are meeting guys and you're using the attention that they give you to fill a hole, you know, in your heart and in your soul, because, you know, maybe you didn't have a dad growing up, or maybe your dad never paid you attention, or maybe you were sexually abused, maybe you were raped, maybe whatever else. If you're using a man's or a men's attention to fill that void, that has become an idol to you, and you have allowed that to take the rightful place of Jesus' heart, or excuse me, Jesus's and the Lord's place in your heart. So if that is you, I just want to encourage you to seek out help so that you can uncover what it is that you need to do to fill that hole with something other than the affection of a man. So again, today's confession is, I interact with the opposite sex in a way that pleases God. Don't forget to confess your way to success, and I will see you tomorrow for tomorrow's confession.